Well, it's good that we can study God's word.
哦，很高兴我们大家一起可以学习神的话。
Especially, I'm really appreciate that we are putting the emphasis to coming back to study the Gospels.
我也很感恩说我们可以又一起回来来学福音书。
Because as a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ,
因为作为基督耶稣的信徒。
Most important thing is that we know who Jesus is.
那最重要的事情，我们要知道耶稣是谁。
The four Gospels is the one who described to us how Jesus came to this earth.
那这个四福音书就是告诉我们说耶稣如何来到这个世上。
How he finished the work that is entrusted to him.
然后耶稣如何做神所让他做的工。
And how he had defeated the Satan and get the victory.
他又如何击败了魔鬼，然后为我们得胜。
So study the gospel will help us to really to learn and follow Jesus.
那么学习四福音就会帮助我们知道，更认识耶稣，也更知道如何去跟随他。
Today, when we look at the gospel of Matthew chapter 4.
那今天我们来看马太福音的第四章。
And it seems to us that you are so familiar with this.
看起来我们大家其实都很熟悉这一章。
But in fact, this is the first time that the Bible telling us that the ministry of Jesus.
但实际上这是圣经第一次告诉我们耶稣在地上的服事。
Last couple of times, we have heard that for the introduction, chapter 1, 2, and 3, telling us that Jesus is the Messiah. He is coming to us, and he calls his name Emmanuel.
那么我们之前学了一到三章，告诉我们耶稣如何来到这个世上，他被人称为以马内利，意思就是说神与我们同在。
But inside that, that's also a very important message we know.
那么在前三章中，我们也知道有一个非常重要的信息。
We know that he is God.
我们知道说耶稣是神。
But he come to this earth, he's also a man.
但他来到世上却成为人的样式。
By studying the four Gospels, we know that Jesus is 100% man and 100% God.
那么通过学习四福音书就能帮助我们理解和认识说耶稣如何是百分之百的神，他也是百分之百的人。
That's a very important information that we need to know.
那对我们来说这是一个非常重要的信息。
Now the reason Jesus had to come.
那耶稣为什么要来到这个世上？
Because he is the one who is fulfilling the prophecy from the Old Testament.
因为他应验了先知在旧约中先知所有的预言。
And he is the promised Messiah.
他就是那位应许的救主基督。
And he is the promise that God has given it to everyone that he has created.
这也是说神所要在创世以来神要应许所赐给我们那位耶稣就是那一位。
Because of that, Jesus is the example for us to follow.
主耶稣也是我们所要跟随的榜样。
Because Jesus is 100% man.
我们知道说耶稣是百分之百的人。
And he understands our own situation, our temptation, our feeling, and everything about man.
那他也都知道我们所有的感受，我们所面临所有的试探和我们所经历的一切。
By following him.
通过跟随耶稣
we can overcome our old self,
我们就可以战胜我们自己
and we live out the new life that God has intended us to be.
我们就可以活出神让我们活出的那个新生命。
And again, when we look at this particular chapter, chapter 4, this is the big title, it's talking about the temptation of Jesus.
那我们看一下第四章，第四章的有个大标题，就是耶稣受试探。
So what is so significant about the temptation?
那这个试探到底有什么重要的含义呢？
And we have to look at the very beginning. If we look at the verse 1 saying that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil.
那我们看一下，就是说从第四章的一开始第一节，就是说耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
You see the last chapter we talked about that Jesus was baptized. And the Holy Spirit come upon him, And the Father have announced that this is my beloved Son.
在第三章的末了，我们看到说耶稣受洗，然后圣灵降到他身上，然后神在天上说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
So he know that his purpose comes really to doing God's will.
那耶稣知道他来到世上的目的就是为了行神的旨意。
And this chapter, right away, he was led by the Holy Spirit to the wilderness.
那这一章的开始就看到说，耶稣是被圣灵引到旷野。
You know the significance about him going to the desert for 40 days.
我们知道，我们需要认识一下他来到旷野要过了四十昼夜的重要性。
Jesus was entrusted with one of the most important plan that God had given us to deliver us from the condemnation to death.
我们知道说，耶稣来到世上是为了行要完成神。在创世以来最大的一个使命，就是把人从罪恶中拯救出来，让我们有从神来的新生命。
He had a big responsibility, a big ministry ahead of him.
那我们知道耶稣身上的是责任重大，他有一个重大的服事在他的面前。
In fact, the Spirit led him to the wilderness is for him to prepare the message that he had to carry.
那我们知道说圣灵把他引到旷野，实际是为了预备耶稣，让他可以行出神让他所行的旨意。
Brother and sister, I want to remind every one of us.
那么弟兄姐妹们，在此我们也可以得到相同的提醒。
When you become a Christian, when you come to know Jesus as a personal Lord and Savior,
等你相信主耶稣，接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主的时候，
and you have a mission.
你就有一个使命了。
The mission is not only that you have gained the eternal life,
那使命不是说你单单只是承受了永生。
You also have the responsibility to live like Jesus.
你还有一个责任，就是要活出主耶稣的样式。
And proclaim the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也要向人宣扬说耶稣那拯救的救恩和大爱。
See, when Jesus goes to the wilderness, you know for sure that you know, when you have a very important task.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Okay. When you go to the wilderness, you have an important test ahead of you.
等你去到旷野的时候，你就知道说神要在前面也要给你一个重大的责任。
As a Christian, we know that our purpose is to live for God and glory and honor God.
那作为基督徒，我们知道我们的使命是要荣耀神，享受神。
When you have a mindset knowing that you know, what God calling you to do,
等你知道说神到底呼召你做什么的时候，
bad things are going to happen.
那我们知道有一些不好的事情也会发生。
Before you're Christian, everything is really good. Everything seems to be okay.
可能在你成为基督徒之前，你什么事情看起来都还挺顺利的。
But I can say that if you become a Christian, there's a lot of challenge come before you.
但你成为基督徒之后，你可能要面临很多的挑战。
You don't really understand why.
你可能不明白这样发生是为什么。
But by reading today's message, you will understand.
但我希望说，你今天学了这段经文，你就能够理解了。
The culprit is the Satan's behind everything to attacking us.
那我们知道说，在所有攻击我们的事情的背后，都有撒旦的诡计。
When Jesus was in wilderness.
等耶稣进到旷野之后，
see, he was fasting and praying.
他已经他在祷告，他在进食，他在祷告。
The reason is that you know, a lot of time fasting is indicated that you put down all your concern and everything, but concentrate on what God's purpose for you.
那么进食的时候，就是你放下世间一切的干扰，单单的来到神面前，来寻求神在你身上的旨意。
You know that you might not have the ability to do everything that you should do.
你知道说你实际上你并没有能力去做你当做的事情。
And that's time that we need to know that we need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
那个时候你就知道你应当去依靠神，依靠圣灵。
Because that's how Jesus promised us that after he left, go back to heaven.
这也是耶稣在去天堂。 升天之前所要告诉我们的。
He said he will have a comforter to come and to guide us, to empower us to live a life honor him.
他说我们必有保惠师要来，来引导我们，来安慰我们，来帮助我们做行神让我们所行的事情。
So now we're going to look at that. Now he says, after these 40 days, what is things happening?
那我们看一下，说耶稣进食和祷告了四十天之后发生了什么事情。
And this is the one that we really help us to learn how to respond to temptation.
那这也是帮助我们学习说如何去应对试探。
It's also telling us that because Jesus had to go through the temptation,
这也告诉我们说在耶稣被试探之前
He can identify with us our struggle as a Christian as well.
也知道说耶稣因为经过这些试探他也能够理解和认同我们在试探中的感受和挣扎。
If you look at the first temptation,
如果我们现在看一下第一耶稣面临的第一个试探。
In verse 3 and 4.
在第三节和第四节。
Okay. So now Jesus coming out from the desert, he was physically tired and hungry.
知道说耶稣那时候在旷野因为进食那四十昼夜，他从身体上已经是很累，也很饿了。
And see the tempters come.
那我们知道说，那试探人的进前来。
And then they say that.
对他说。
If you are the son of God.
如果你是神的儿子。
Tell these stones to become bread.
可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
You see, this is the first temptation that come from the Satan.
我们看到说这是耶稣面临的第一个来自魔鬼的试探。
You see, this is only the beginning.
这只是一个试探的开始。
Most of the time when you look at temptation, there's a two kinds of temptation we should be aware of.
那我们想到试探的时候你要清楚说实际有两层的试探。
One of them is physical.
第一个就是我们从生理上身体上的来自的试探。
And the other one is spiritual.
第二个就是一个属灵上的层面的一个试探。
As a human being, we tend to emphasize more on our physical.
那作为一个人来说，我们常常更侧重于一个身体上的，就是生理上所面临的试探。
But sometimes the spiritual part is playing more vital part in our life.
但实际上，在我们身上那些从属灵上的试探，实际上是占更大部分的。
Now from here, we can actually see how Jesus responds to the first temptation.
那从这里我们可以看一下耶稣是如何应对第一个试探的。
You see, you look at the Satan. Satan is emphasized to satisfy your physical need.
我们可以看一下，实际上，魔鬼是让耶稣更注重他自己肉体上的需要。
Come to think of us as a Christian.Now our emphasis, our focus is really for our physical well-being.
那作为基督徒来说，我们是应该把我们身体上的需要放在第一位吗？
I hope that we have a balance in this.
我希望说我们是在实际生活中是有个平衡的。
Now, like what Jesus said, whatever belongs to Caesar, go to Caesar. Whatever belongs to God, go to God.
我们知道在福音书中说耶稣也跟那些法利赛人说属于神的当归给神属于凯撒的当归给凯撒。
But the fact here is not talking about that. In fact, Satan knows so well about the scripture.
那从这个试探这段经文我们也看到其实魔鬼也很熟悉圣经的。
But a lot of time he misquoted or misused the Bible for his benefit.
那其实，但是在他使用的时候，常常他把它曲解了或者扭曲了经文。
Because he know that Jesus is Son of God.
他实际知道耶稣是神的儿子。
He want to see what Jesus responds to his challenge.
他就想看耶稣如何来面对他他所给他的挑战。
And that's the time that he get defeated.
然后他就希望耶稣可以被击败。
Well, Satan got defeated because of what he think he can do, but he was defeated by Jesus.
哦，他以为他能够来让耶稣就掉进他的诡计，但实际上耶稣已经把他击败了。
Because Jesus put the emphasis is that doing the will of God.
因为耶稣的他自己就是想专注于要去行神的旨意。
Because Jesus actually quoting back to Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3.
那实际上耶稣就用申命记八章三节来回应撒旦。
He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God."
他是说这段经文说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
See, Jesus taught us later, saying that 耶稣教我们。What Jesus teach us that is that if we honor God and God is going to provide all our need.
那后面耶稣说如果我们去荣耀神，我们去尊崇神，神会把我们所需要的都会赐给我们。
Because the Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things I shall add unto you."
圣经说你们当求神的国和神的义，其他的一切都必加给你们。
So this is one thing we got to remember that is that to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness. That's important.
所以这段圣经神耶稣就提醒我们，我们都应当先求神的国和神的义，因为这是至关重要的。
And of course, you know, Satan have no answer for that, and he know that that's exactly what Jesus mean to him.
当然就是耶稣撒旦在这里就无话可答，他也知道说耶稣说的是什么意思。
Now, why are we come to the second temptation?
那么他就开始了对耶稣的第二个试探。
The verse 5-7.
那就是第五节到第七节。
So the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。
So if you are the son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written.
他说你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说。
He will command his angel concerning you, and they will lift you up to their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
他说主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
And Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test."
那耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Now what Satan at this time is also quoting the scripture, Psalm 91.
那实际上你看到说魔鬼在第二个试探中他也用经文，就是在诗篇九十一节的九十一章的十一节。
See, Satan know that if we have a chance to read Psalm 91,
他就是如果我们有机会读诗篇九十一篇十一节的话
，you will understand that this psalm is really describe the Messiah.
那你知道说这一段诗讲的是救主。
Everything that they describe here is correct.
那所有讲述救主的实际都是正确的。
But Satan missed the quoting that is in thy way.
但是这里撒旦却把这段经文把它扭曲了，说 in thy way.
跟随你的神的方向 ，follow thy way.
说你要是跟随神的方向。
See, this particular message really telling us that in Psalm 91 is really telling the Messiah doing everything according to God's way, and God is giving him the protection and everything that come with it.
那我们看到说，其实在诗篇九十一篇所说的是说，如果耶稣救主做神所要他做的，那么神必会来保护他。
What is the purpose for Satan's temptation using these particular words?
你可以看一下说为什么魔鬼用这个来试探耶稣，为什么他觉得这个会管用。
He know that Jesus is son of God.
他知道说耶稣是神的儿子。
So you know, he have the power to do a lot of things.
那耶稣是有能力做很多的事情。
You can say everything.
他可以做所有的事情。
So this is Satan is challenging Jesus to do the thing what human being will always do.
那实际上撒旦是在来挑战耶稣，让他耶稣去做说人可以会做的事情。
Is that you're trying to uplift yourself?
那就是说你来抬高自己。
Now, because you know that the Messiah has the ability and God is protecting, why don't you show me, you know, what you can do? That's basically, you know, what the Satan challenged Jesus.
那就是魔鬼的逻辑就是说，如果你是救主，你可以做所有的事情，那你为啥不从这儿跳下去？
He was trying to test Jesus whether Jesus had this same kind of mindset that what every human being would do.
他就想说让耶稣看一下，说他的思维方式和他的心里想的是不是跟普通人是一样的。
I guess how we can identify is that a lot of time that we think that we are a Christian.
那我们其实我们可以看出来说，好多时候我们觉得我们是基督徒。
We know that God loves us, cares for us, God provided for us.
我们知道说神爱我们，看顾我们，他会把我们所需用的一切都赐给我们。
We have this one concept of freedom that we have.
我们也有一个就是自由的概念。
We can do anything that we want because God is going to protect us.
我们会误以为说我们可以做所有我们想要做的事情，因为神说他会看顾我们。
But this time that Jesus said what?
但是这次耶稣怎么回答他的呢？
Say, do not test God.
他说不可试探你的神。
I'm not sure a lot of time we would think that we're testing God.
我不知道说好多时候你有没有想到说你也在试探神。
But a lot of time in our subconscious that we would do things that we are actually testing God.
但是潜意识里我们其实好多时候做事情我们实际也是在试探神。
I remember that when I was a student in Kentucky.
我记得我在当年在Kentucky 做学生的时候。
And then there's one thing very interesting in Kentucky is because they have a lot of churches up in the mountain.
A lot of 在山上。
对Appalachian Mountain. There's a lot of churches.
Oh, okay. 所以在Kentucky 那个。肯塔基那个地方就是有一个特别有意思的现象，就是在山上有很多的教堂。
And a lot of time they are, I'm not sure whether they're really charismatic.
They really care what?
不是这个灵恩派。
哦、oh.。
我不是他们那个教会是不是灵恩派的？那可是呢，很清楚那个时间哈，他们很多时间，他们敬拜的时间，他们有一个仪式。Well, they have a ritual.
他们有一个形式。
This ritual is that Sunday morning when they worship, they will put a snake in front of the pulpit.
哦，他们就是主日敬拜，他们一种形式就是他们会把一个蛇放在讲台的前面。
And then they will actually the preacher will put the hand inside the cage.
然后
那个
讲道的人会把手放在。装蛇的笼子里。
Now this is true. I'm not making this story up.
我告诉你，我讲的是真的，不是我自己编出来的。
But in fact, there was a story that the preacher was bite by the snake and die.
但是确实有的讲到的有个讲道人被蛇咬了一口就死了。
At that time, I really don't quite understand. I just said, how are people that stupid? Okay.
所以那时候我就觉得说，人怎么可以这么的愚蠢
？Later, I find out that you know, if you look at that Psalm 91 talk about the viper, the snake.
那实际上在诗篇91篇也讲过这个毒蛇的事情。
If you look at Mark chapter 16, you look at the end of it, it's also talk about that when Jesus gave out the Great Commission and tell them that Jesus will give them the power to do all these things.
实际在马可福音的十六章最后末了的时候，也讲到说，耶稣也是有这样的说你可以守，
神会保护你，不会受
伤。神会保护你，你不会受伤害，你甚至可以用手拿蛇。
Now I don't remember anyone in the Bible you know, actually doing that to testing Jesus.
Oh, testing Jesus?
No, testing God.、
Oh.Yeah, okay. 他们就是我不记得在圣经里有任何一个人这样做的，就用手去拿蛇来试探神。
I only remember one incident.
我只是记得一件事。
Yes, you say it's Paul.
就是保罗。
You know, after the shipwreck, you know, when Paul come out and trying to gather the wood to start a fire.
那保罗在那个就是最在使徒行传最末了的时候，他有一次沉船之后，他就去拿一些木头，为了要生火。
He didn't see the snake, okay?
他们根本没有看见那里有蛇。
But the snake bit him anyway.
但那里面有个蛇，而且咬了保罗。
And that's the time that God delivered this godly man.
那但是那次神确实保护了保罗，让保罗并没有中毒。
I think that's what Jesus God is teaching us that God will protect you, you know, because you know that He received the honor and glory.
那实际上说，这也是神要告诉我们的信息，说神会保护你，但是是为了神的荣耀。
And that particular preacher, what he's trying to say is that he's challenging God, testing God, to see that whether he have that power to do that.
那实际上我刚才讲的肯塔基那个故事呢，那个讲道的人，实际上他在试探神。
So that's
他实际想让人看到他是不是有这个从神而来的能力。
That's what we need to pay attention to our Christian life.
那我们在基督徒的每天的生活中，我们也要注意到这样的事情。
I think it's good that for us to address each other, brother and sister. I think that's great.
Adjust.
我们称呼自己是兄弟姐妹。
哦、oh, ，我们对彼此称呼弟兄姐妹是对的。
Because we are still a children of God. We are learning together. We are in a big family.
那实际上是因为我们都是神的孩子，我们在一起来学习，来寻求神。
From this particular one, you see, Satan is challenging his spiritual part of Jesus' thinking.
他实际上，在这个试探里面，魔鬼实际在挑战耶稣这个属灵上的思维。
And we can read it over and over again in the New Testament, in the four Gospels.
我们在四福音中可以反反复复地看到类似的情形。
You know that when Jesus is saying that whatever the Father is doing, I am doing.
因为耶稣不断地说父要做的事我也要做。
And every time that Jesus do anything or after he finishes something, he spend time with the Father.
我们也知道说每次主耶稣行事之后，他也会找一个安静的地方，与神单独有跟神有一个独处的时间。
Because he want to always connected to the Father and doing God's will.
因为耶稣在耶稣的心里，他想一直和神连接在一起，只遵行神的旨意。
And now we come to the third temptation.
我们现在来看一下第三个试探。
And it's coming for verse 8.To all the way to 10.
我们是从第八节到第十节。
So again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
耶稣又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国和万国的荣华都指给他看。
All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me.
对他说，你如果服拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan."
耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧。”
For it is written, "Worship the Lord your God and serve Him only."
因为经常记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
This temptation is that we be talking about that what you are longing.
那么这个试探就是告诉我们说，来提醒说你心里到底真正在想什么。
I think that's important. A lot of times, this is when the early one, the second temptation is the temptation of your mind. This one is the temptation to your heart.
我们看到说，第一个试探和第二试探是在挑战你自己的你的思维方式。那这个实际直指你的内心。
Why is so important that you know when this address the temptation for the heart?
那么就是说，我们要指出我们心里所面的试探为什么是如此的重要。
The Bible teaches us that whatever in the heart is the one we will do.
那么圣经教导我们说，我们心里所想的，我们外面就会行出来。
And sometimes you know, it really challenges us that what are you thinking when nobody is around and what you're really looking at? What is your motivation for what you are doing for yourself?
那我们就是需要想一下，说没有人，就是没有人在看着我们的时候，你心里都到底在想什么？那什么是让你就是驱动你去做这样事情的一个真正的原因
？You see, now the temptation to Jesus is that saying that, well, here you come to this earth, you want to receive the honor and glory.
那实际上，撒旦就是明着指给耶稣说，你来到世上不就是为了来受这些所有的荣华吗
？Okay, instead of going through this hardship, going to the cross to receive the honor and glory.
与其你去走十字架的道路来接受来受到这种的荣耀
I give you a shorter way I give you a shortcut
那我来给你一个捷径好了
Now because I own the whole world
撒旦是说因为这个一切都是属于我的
Okay Now I can give you all the honor and glory if you just worship me.
所以撒旦对耶稣说：“你若不服拜我，我把这一切的荣耀和荣华都给你。”
Now how can we relate to this kind of challenge and this kind of temptation?
那我们就在这个耶稣这个所受的试探中有什么有一个共同的感受呢？
I think a lot of time is that you know, we try to serve God and serve our world at the same time.
其实好多时候我们其实常常是我们又在服侍神又在服侍这个世界。
But sometimes we tend to put in more of our time to our own longing rather than the longing for God.
我们好多时候我们可能服侍的是我们自己内心所要的东西而不是说在想要说想神到底想要什么
Because our emphasis is only temporary on this world, what we have or what we're going to do, what kind of enjoyment we can get out of it.
那好多时候我们的注意都放在说这个世上我到底有什么，我可以成就什么。
So our spiritual part, we tend to put less emphasis.
那对于属灵的事情，我们却没有那么上心了。
We don't really put enough time to develop our spiritual character.
我们并没有花足够的时间说去来提高我们自己属灵上的生命。
A lot of time in that part, we do the minimum.
那常常说在属灵上我们常常花极少的时间。
We take a shortcut, we say that now we are honoring God because we just do this and do that, you know, that's it, that's what I can do.
那常常我们实际在试图走一个捷径就觉得说我做了这个做了那个我就差不多了。
But Jesus pointing out that, you know, when we have to worship God,
但耶稣在这里却指出来说如果我们要敬拜神的话
because we are unworthy.
因为我们其实是不配的。
We have this privilege to become a children of God.
那我们之所以成为神的儿女，是一种特权。
Our responsibility is to serve Him and to serve Him only.
那我们的责任就应该是服侍我们的神，并且单要侍奉他。
And we also can live out this mindset in our family, our church.
那实际上我们这样的一个心念就是这样的一个心思是可以在我们的家庭中活出来也在我们的教会活出来。
You have to be the spiritual leader in your home and your family.
那在你自己的家庭里面你要做一个属灵的领袖。
And when the children and your spouse look at you, they know that you are truly a man of God.
那等你的配偶或者你的孩子看到你的时候希望他们看到的说你确实是神的孩子。
And that's the time that they really know that.What Jesus would be like in their home.
那他们就是从你的身上可以看到说耶稣到底是一个什么样的。
Knowing your proper role in the family as a spiritual leader.
当你知道说你在家里应当做的一个属灵领袖的样式时。
God will give you the understanding what's a proper role to be a spiritual man.
那神就会帮助你让你成为这样的一个属灵的人。
And don't separate them because you are together. You are withBecause you are living a life that is a follower of Jesus Christ.
所以不要把这二者分开，因为这个是你应当活出的一个基督徒生命所需要的。
The last one is that, you know, they say at the end of the temptation, the angels came and ministered to Jesus.
那我们知道说，在耶稣受了这些试探之后，天使就来了，来服侍耶稣。
I believe that, you know, every one of us here, you know, we have more than this.The angel will watching over us.
我们从这一节就可以看到说有很多的天使实际在看着我们。
Because why? Because the Holy Spirit now lives in us.
为什么呢？是因为现在有圣灵在我们的里面内住。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us and lead us to the way that will honor God.
那我们里面的圣灵会帮助我们说我们如何来荣耀神来行神的旨意。
And he will reminding us that, you know, and what is the right thing to do and what is the wrong thing to avoid.
那圣灵也会告诉我们什么是当行的路什么是应该不要去行的路。
So now after we read through this thing, like I can look into that, you know, what kind of thing we can learn from this, you know, how Jesus responds to the temptation.
那我们从耶稣他如何应对试探的上面我们可以想一想我们到底从其中可以学到什么。
I don't think you'll be surprised to see that, but I think you might not paying that much attention to this in our life.
那我将来接下来给大家讲的，你可能看起来都很熟悉，但是你可能也需要再一次被提醒。
So the first thing is that Satan never takes a break.
我们知道说撒旦从来不会停止对信徒的试探。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
What is the primary reason for the existing of Satan?
那就是说撒旦存在的第一个原因是什么？
He's always interrupt the plan of God.
他是一直都是在努力破坏神的计划。
He want to uplift himself to be equal to God.
他想抬高自己，要与神同等。
The less what God can do, the more honor he has.
那他就是想要荣耀自己。
And again, so what we understand, we look at the First Peter chapter 5, verse 8.
我们看一下彼得前书五章八节。
He said, "Be sober-minded, be watchful."
你们要谨守和警醒。
Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
你们的仇敌魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子走来走去，寻找一切可吞吃的人。
Be mindful that you're living in a Christian life is always have challenge coming.
那我们要清楚这一点，就是你作为一个基督徒，你生活中其实是一直会有挑战的。
Be careful that because the temptation you also is good and also is bad.
我们也要小心说，我们碰见的试探可以是好的事情，也可以是坏的事情。
Okay, what is the good thing about temptation?
那我们碰见试探到底有什么好处呢？
There's a term in the English they call a trial.
那另外一个词用来形容这个就是说试炼。
And God allows you to have an opportunity to grow your faith and grow your dependence on Him by using trial.
那其实神允许试炼发生在我们身上，是让我们来学习如何依靠他，如何来寻求他。
Okay. The bad thing about temptation is,
那这个是我们碰见试探的时候，那个不好的是有什么呢？
See, temptation, the primary focus is getting you to the point of sin against God.
实际上试探它的目的就是为了让你来犯罪，去得罪神。
So when temptation comes to you,
所以等试探临到你的时候，
if you want to honor God,
如果你想要荣耀神的话，
you will build up your faith.
你的信心就会增长。
If you want to follow your desire,
如果你想跟随自己的意思，
you will sin against God.
你就会犯罪来得罪神。
And this is a struggle we always have. Every day we go face it.
那你要知道说，我们这种挣扎是每天都要面临的。
When you pay attention, you will know the way to get yourself out.
那如果你注意的话，你就知道说你如何可以从这里边走出来。
And Jesus said,Teach us that we need to know the word of God.
那耶稣已经给我们做了榜样，就是告诉我们我们要知道神的话。
Don't put the word of God only in your head.
不只是把神的话放在我们的头脑里面。
We got to put it into practice.
我们必须要去切身的去遵行神的话。
That's how you grow.
这你才能够成长。
The second thing that we can learn is that we all will enter this temptation, right?
那第二点我们要看到的是，我们肯定都会遇到试探。
But God's word gives us a promise.
但神的话却给了我们宝贵的应许。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
那在哥林多后书五章十七节。
Okay, it's saying that.
这个话告诉我们说。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The old had passed away, behold, the new has come.
就是已过，一切都变成新的了。
But this word reminding us that, yes, we were like, when we were sinner, we tend to fall to fall in the temptation to follow Satan.
那我们这句话告诉我们说，是的，当我们是罪人的时候，我们肯定会落入试探，我们会去行自己所要行的。
But when you were born again,
但如果你是个新生的人，
now you are a new person.
你就是一个新人了。
You can forget about the old thing, the wrong you have done.
你可以把前面所做的错的事情全都抛在脑后。
Now start aiming to live for God.
现在单单的是要为神而活。
Live for the kingdom.
为神的国度而活。
And that is important, okay? This is that when you enter that, you realize that you live in the kingdom of God, you will have the power to resist temptation.
这里我希望大家记得说，等我们要为神的国度而活的话，我们就有从神而来的力量。
And then the promise and also that God also give us the tools to resist temptation.
那神也给了我们一些工具，让我们是如何去去抵挡试探。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
在哥林多前书十章十三节说。
He said, "No temptations has overtaken you that is not common to man."
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。
And God is faithful, and He will not.Let you be tempted beyond your ability.
神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape.
当你们受试探的时候，神必要给你们开一条出路。
That you may not be able to that you may be able to endure it.
叫你们能忍受得住。
Isn't the assurance that God has given us?
这个是神所给我们的一个保证。
The temptation that come to you.
就是你们所遇到的试探
can never be more than what you can handle.
就是肯定是你所能受的。
One of the things that it helped me myself is that sometimes we tend to be tempted easily because of we look around and things like that.
我自己的一个切身经验是说，当我们受试探的时候，我们会我们常常会左右看一下说。
Well, we tend to fall in temptation because what see what's surrounding us.
Oh, 我们因为我们在周围所看到的，我们会容易落入试探。
One of the things that can help myself at a certain point is that try to run away, escape, you know, go to different, flee from temptation.
那我对我自己一个体验就是说，最有帮助的就是说，赶快远离试探，逃跑。
Knowing that what area you tend to you have a possibility that you can fall into temptation.
你自己要看一下你到底在哪个方面容易被试探。
When you face that kind of situation, just walk away from it.
等你在遇到那个情形的时候，你就赶快走开。
Okay, and you know that sometimes that you will think that oh, I have the ability to do certain things, but that's the time that you will fall.
你好多时候可能觉得说，我自己应该能对付得了，但实际上那个时候正是你要跌倒的时候。
One of the good examples you can have is looking at the Old Testament. When we look at Joseph, okay, he was in the managing the house of his
the
official Potiphar. Okay,
就是在旧约中给了我们一个例子。我们看到说约瑟他在在波提法的家里，他在服侍的时候。
See the temptations that allow him to have I guess the joy, the money, the honor, you know, if he could cheat on his master.
我们可以看到说，如果说约瑟选择去背叛他的主人的话，他可能会有很多的钱财、地位和荣耀。
But he chose to run away from the temptation.
但他却选择了说赶快远离逃跑。
Okay, but again, that's how God have uplifted him later to a very important position in Egypt.
但是我们看到后来神却使他高升在埃及做了一个非常荣耀的地位。
So another thing that is that, okay, is that God is not going to let you be tempted beyond your ability.
所以这里我们要知道说神让我们所遇见的试探都是我们所能受的。他不会让我们遇见试探过于我们所能受的。
So don't blame God to tempt you.
所以当我们受试探的时候不要去埋怨神。
God does not tempt people, only the devil will.
因为神从来不会试探人，只有撒旦在试探人。
And then also that he say that, and God also give us a tool, a weapon to fight against temptation.
而且神在这里也给了我们一个工具，就是我们可以抵挡试探的武器。
The Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17.
在以弗所书六章十七节说
you say, and take the helmet of salvation,
你们要戴上救恩的头盔
and the sword of the Spirit,
拿起圣灵的宝剑
which is the word of God,
就是神的道
see, you say, take the helmet of salvation,
那戴上救恩的头盔。
That means that if you truly know that you are saved.
那就是意味着说，如果你清清楚楚知道你已经得救了。
Your Savior will protect you.
你的救主就必会保护你。
And then the helmet is cover your head.
那我们知道这头盔是戴在头上的。
Your salvation will protect your head.
那你的救恩就会保护你这个头。
Protect your salvation, the salvation protect your head. Don't have any kind of second thought. Put your focus on God.
那你知道说你的救恩，你的头已经被保护了，那你就不需要再想什么，只需要说专注在神那里。
And the only weapon is the sword of the Spirit.
那就是另外一个这里面的一个武器就是说圣灵的宝剑。
And this is the word of God.
就是神的道。
That will encourage us to take time to read the Bible. I hope that every one of us will be consistent to reading God's word. Not just only go to Bible study, but on the daily, spend quiet time with God and study His word.
这就为什么我鼓励大家说要常常读神的话，不只说只是去读经去查经，而是说每天都要持续的去读经。
The last thing is that God also gave us a promise.
那最后神也给了我们一个应许。
And see, when we can overcome temptation and live out the life to really honor God.
等我们说战胜了试探，我们真是过了一个荣耀神的生活的话。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 12.
那启示录二十二章十二节告诉我们说。
Say, behold, I'm coming soon.
说我必快来。
Bringing my recompense with me,
赏罚在我
to repay each one of for what he has done.
我必照个人所行的来报应他。
See, when you have resisted temptation, honoring God,
这就可以看到说，等你抵挡试探并且荣耀神的话。
Maybe nobody knows about that.
可能没有人看得见这件事情。
But God knows.
但是神永远是看得见的。
Everything is hidden.
Everything hidden.
Is hidden from other people.
就是很多事情别人是看不到的。
And that's not important.
但是那个并不重要。
Because God know our heart and God know our way, and He know that we honor Him.
但是神却知道我们的心，也知道我们所行的，他知道我们是在荣耀他。
I really do appreciate a lot of brothers and sisters in the church. You don't see them, outside. Really, but behind the stage, they do a lot of things.
我也很感恩，在我们教会有很多弟兄姐妹，你可能在表面上看不到他在做什么，但实际他们在背后有很多的服事。
And I hope that we all can know that we can take part to serve God by committing to a local church to help you to grow spiritually.
我也是盼望说，我们大家都委身在一个我们自己的教会中。然后在那里服侍，可以属灵上有所增长。
Let everyone who come to this church really see that they are welcome. They can hear the word of God. They can mutually benefit by serving one another.
我也盼望说，人来到教会，说可以说看到大家是在彼此服侍，也能听到神的道。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你，谢谢你，我们每一个星期我们都可以来到神的殿里面去敬拜你。主啊，你对我们的要求就是，我们敬拜你的话，就是用我们的诚实、我们真诚来到主的面前。主啊，愿你保守了我们每一个弟兄姐妹，让我们都晓得在面对试探的时间，怎么用神的话语去抵挡这些事情，也让我们投靠圣灵的带领。让我不在这上面先跌倒，让我们的生命是表扬我们的主耶稣基督，去把主耶稣的福音传出去，保守我们每一位。我们将祷告是奉主耶稣名求的，阿门。